Company, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, January the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Ooh. It was a good day.
Hey, phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob is back. Tell us how to get the video feed there, Bad Bob.
Livestream.com/Free Fire Radio.
Do you feel better today?
I do feel better today. It was one of those little bugs that's making the rounds, apparently.
Oh, it does. It is. It's working its way around the studio.
Well, it's not as if you don't have a lot on your plate, too. Some days you just hit the wall and go, ooh.
And speaking of somebody that's got a lot on their plate.
Well, you know what? And I feel really good. We had a very late evening. I have to do a shout-out, first of all. And welcome. Good morning. My name is Linda. Linda Bott here. Last night we did the On the Spot with Linda Bott. I had Barbara Harrison co-hosting with me. We had the cast from Come Back Little Sheba. We're going to be seeing some more of them today and hearing of them giving away tickets. We discussed a lot of the nonprofit events that are going on in town. And we had Rock and Ron come on and give tickets away for his Rockabilly night that he's going to be having with some guys that are coming from Britain on the 21st. So today, I'm really excited to say after we left the show last night, I just want to encourage you that we had the most fantastic preset dinner that was prepared by the chef at C.R. Gibbs. And it was paired with wine, and it was a special event for a girlfriend. Her husband had bought this, I think it probably an auction item somewhere. And it was, we looked at each other and realized that at a certain point we could not be watching the clock. We just had to give in to the process. And it was wonderful because we were never stuffed. We didn't feel, too much wine. Yet we just had enough to it was just a spectacular night. So just had the most interesting dishes. And so I just want to, congratulate the chef over there at C.R. Gibbs for doing such a great thing. All right. Now, today our morning frost is going to be before 10 a.m., otherwise with the sunny day near 65. Tonight mostly clear with a low of around 30. And as we do have, I want you to know something. It's Friday, and I have a stack of different tickets I'm giving away. So, Bob, are we on the clear that I could go with right away? Even though I know we're waiting for the market minute, but could I tell everybody the first ticket?
Be my guest.
Okay. River City Jazz Society presents the Nighthawks. It's a concert and a dance this January 15th. So you are going to get a free admission. And it goes from 1 to 4:30. It's going to have Ron McGeehee. It's going to have Pat Cards, Paul Sand on trumpet, Joe Walker on guitar, Joe Larson on trombone, Emil Venturini, and Harry Blasing on bass. So the first caller that calls in, you guys, there's two tickets for this concert and dance. What a fun night. And it's a daytime gig, 1 to 4. You're not having to be out past the dark, and it'll be a blast time. River City Society. So 605-4567, first caller. I know somebody's calling right now. We're just going to get your name and your number, and I'll announce it over the air. So congratulations there.
Okay. Wow.
We're going to do that this morning. We've got a thousand
things happening, including we're going to talk about the big wedding show, but we're also going to have Sheriff John Lopey up here from, or well, calling in from Siskiyou County, talking about what's going on there with their water, latest in the water fights. But let's go to Wells Fargo and Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, the major averages fell after J.P. Morgan's fourth quarter earnings results. The Bellwether Bank reported an in-line quarter, but revenues came in below analyst expectations. Currently, the Dow is down 127 points at 12,342, while the NASDAQ is down 22 at 2,701, and the S&P 500 is down 13 at 1,281. Oil is down 86 cents at $98.24 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury yielding 2.89%. Gold's down $7.60 this morning at $1,640, while silver's down 30 cents at $29.82 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Bank of America's down 27 cents at $6.53. Coca-Cola's down 65 cents at $66.92, while AT&T is down 7 pennies at $30.05. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have the Wells Fargo Minute at 710-810-905, and again in the afternoon. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors right out on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, then we're going to be talking about a lot of different things.
Just remember, I know that you guys called in. There's a seven-second delay. Something happened with the phones. Do give us a call. We still have that River City Jazz Society. That's this Saturday, concert and dance, and the band is called the Nighthawks. Two of these free tickets to get in, dance, listen to some great music. Give us a call, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Yeah, welcome
good
back.
Good morning.
Okay, so far this morning, Bad Bob, after being laying in bed dying for 2 days, we bring him back, we throw 12 things on his plate.
We love you guys.
And then I'm standing up, but I promise not to do anything just really bad to you,
Bad Bob. Well, I also have all these tickets and special guests. We're going to have a full house this morning. We've got video. Of course, he comes in. We've got the video live streaming. We've got,
and if you're watching, what am I doing?
What happens every now and then? We lose the boot, and then we have to come in and reboot.
And then we hear it go reboot, 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 reboot.
Hey, it's okay. It's Friday morning, you guys, and we're here.
It's Friday the 13th. Does that tell you anything?
We are totally with it.
Okay, let's get going with this. Let's keep rolling. We got too many things to do.
Okay, something is that mine?
Yeah, it's your computer going on.
Oh dear. Okay. No, it's not.
Whose computer is that?
It's
computer?
A process of elimination here of what's live and what's not. And what's hot and what's not. You hear me say that sometimes in our my commercials. And Carl, Carl and I are so happy to have Trish Harris with us this morning. Of course, she's the founder of West Side Performing Arts. And you've heard the cast members come in from different things that they're doing, but there's really some special workshops coming up for those of you who never thought you might do this. This is a perfect opportunity for you to check off of your bucket list. And good morning, Trish.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl, Linda. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? You're so charming and cheerful this morning.
I am a fabulous actress, I've been told.
Well, you've been in the mornings before, and you definitely say, I do not like the morning, but today you are cheerful and
I
happy.
Am. Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
So you're either in the flow or you're in love.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But that's another radio interview.
All right. Well, let's take what little time we have right now and talk about the what's coming up for West Side Performing Arts. We want to get that out while you're driving on your way to work. What's happening with you guys?
Sure. Well, the thing that we have upcoming next is an audition workshop, and it's this Saturday. We're going to be having myself and Hillary Rogerson, who is a wonderful actress and theater professional here in Reading. We're going to be hosting this workshop. The whole idea for this is to have people come in and to practice auditioning and receive critiquing. So for anyone that wants to get involved in theater arts, one of the first things you have to do is go through an audition process. You got to come in with a song. You got to come in with a monologue. You got to meet the directors. You have to introduce yourself. All these things, and it can be a very daunting process for people that don't have a lot of experience, right? So what we're doing is we're trying to allow people an opportunity to come in and practice that and get good positive feedback and critique in a non-threatening atmosphere. So you don't actually have to go through the process of wondering if you're going to get the role that you want. You can go in and just practice the audition itself. So it's very hands-on, very positive atmosphere. It's for anyone over the age of 12. So if you know someone that's in high school that's looking to do like Shasta High School, they're so great. They put on their great musicals every year. Their auditions are coming up. We have a lot of students coming from there. For adults that are out in the community that are looking to get involved with stuff that's going on at the Cascade, at the McLaughlin Auditorium, there's so many new theater opportunities going on. And for people that want to know how to get started, it's a great place to start. And it's this Saturday from 12 to 4. So if anyone's looking to get involved, then go to our website. It's westsideperforming.com. All the details are there. If they have any questions, my phone number is actually on there. They can call me, and I'd be happy to answer any questions they have. Get them up there. Get them auditioning. Get them out in the community so they can get performing, get up on stage, and like you said, do all those awesome bucket list things they've always wanted to do in front of a live audience.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity. I'm telling the audience, I'm telling our listeners that at this moment, I'll share a story with you that there were people that I knew that had auditioned for a Cascade Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And a Cascade Christmas had to be, it's not like they could have 160 or 200 people on stage. They had to make selections.
Mm-hmm.
And many of which would be people that you personally have friends with, you've done theater with. And it was a hard process for some people, like, well, I want to do that show. I've done that show. Well, why can't I do that show? And the reality is that, you know, there's certain roles that are right for certain people. They mm-hmm. they fit it. The director who is doing that particular project can see that. They have to line you up to see how you look and sound with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But why not have a tool in your tool chest of perhaps your audition song? We used to have to do one up-tempo and one ballad,
mm-hmm.
and then a monologue.
Mm-hmm.
So you always had your stuff ready, your headshots,
mm-hmm.
all your information, your bio or your resume.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to be able to know you've got something in the back of your car, because you never know when something's going to come up and you hear about it and you got to call. You don't have to worry about scattering.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just kind of nice to have those songs that really fit you
mm-hmm.
and your range. And here's a perfect opportunity with Trish Harris and West Side Performing Arts. We're going to have to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about bringing some professionals from outside our area, and I'm sure people want to know who they are,
mm-hmm.
when is that, and how do they get on board with these guys that
sure. are,
like, from New York and Broadway and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back after these messages.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the box, 7:23 in the morning, Friday the 13th. Whoa, to explain some things, today's weather is going to be patchy frost before 10 a.m. Otherwise, we're just going to have a really nice day with a high near 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, and that's important because of the... our final honors tomorrow for Petty Officer First Class Chad Reglin, and we're going to talk about that later on in the show. But the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Just go take a short drive up Palo Cedro. Up there, they have exquisite food. Service is outstanding. The ambiance, what can we say? And then tomorrow night, they have...
music. We've got Chris Lauer. Charles Vallone.
Charles Vallone will be up there Saturday.
Playing guitar and doing some vocals. Currently 36 degrees downtown. Our guest this morning has been Trish Harris. We asked her to come back because we're just trying to get a lot of, for you to put into your minds, a lot of theater and a lot of events that are happening. And this is something, again, on your bucket list. This is how the West Side Performing Arts are bringing in master class teachers. And we've got one going on, you've guys got something going on in February and in March and in April. Can you share with us what the master teachers are teaching and dates?
Sure, I'd be happy to. We do have some great opportunities coming up. We have some acting, an acting master class that's coming up. The woman who's going to be teaching it, her name is Diane Venora. She is amazing. For those of you that don't recognize her name, she has co-starred with, I mean, the list goes on. It's amazing. Russell Crowe, Anthony Hopkins, Bruce Willis. I mean, she's done headlining films. She did Shakespeare on Broadway in New York opposite Kevin Kline. I mean, she has this amazing resume. We have all kinds of information about her on our website at westsideperforming.com. But she's going to be here. She's going to be teaching an acting master class, and it is going to be a treat. One of the things that Westside is trying to do is really bring in that cultural enrichment for our community and for Reading. And we have so many people here that are so talented, but we're also trying to bring in people from out of the area. And Diane is from New York. We're actually bringing her in. She's local right now. She's doing some things around town, and we were lucky enough to snag her and grab her up and meet with her, and she's happy to be here to help us out with these things. So, yeah, acting workshop with her. That's coming up in February. So westsideperforming.com, you can apply for that and do a registration form, get it filled out, and it's going to be an amazing event.
Well, this is interesting. The next thing on the list was a stage combat stunt class that is going to be taught by a combat instructor in March. He trained Robin Williams for his role in Hook, and he choreographed fight scenes for the San Francisco Ballet.
Yeah, this guy, and this is an amazing story. I don't have his name written down. I've forgotten it off the top of my head, but he is actually from Reading. He's been all over the world teaching these things, and he started off at Little Old Riverfront Playhouse that we all know and love, and it's kind of coming full circle. We're bringing him up from L.A. to come up here and do this this stunt class, and it's all about fight scenes, how to punch people and pull their hair and knock them down and do all that stuff on stage, all the cool stuff that looks so dangerous that's actually not.
All you have to do is watch the videos of this of the studio, and you get all that.
Behind the scenes.
And you also have a professional dancer coming in from L.A. that she's also danced for many musical performers. Like, are you talking about, let's say, in MTV video kind of things?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Music videos and live on stage. I know she's danced with Katy Perry, who's a really big pop star
right
now. She's done a lot of work through the circuit professionally. She's really great. And she's also someone keeping it local, trying to keep it local from Reading. She grew up here. She's toured all over the place. Her name is Erica Holland, and she is an amazingly talented dancer, and she's going to be coming back to Reading. We've roped her in. She's going to be coming back, and that's going to be in a few months in April. So yeah, if you're interested in learning more about acting and stage combat and stunts or dance, all of that stuff is going to be available through Westside Performing Arts.
And you can call 515-7151. That's 515-7151. If you're trying to write that down, 515-7151, and that'll get you more information. If sometimes people just want to talk about, so you've got these three things going on, and we've got another minute with you, Trish. Closing thoughts about what's happening here in the next 3 months.
Sure. Well, right now it's such a big opportunity for Reading to grow. You know, the community arts are just taking off; they're really growing. So we're trying to offer as much stuff as we can. Besides the one-day workshops that we have coming up that we just talked about, we have classes that are starting on January 23rd, and we have everything from voice class, acting classes, improv classes, script writing, all kinds of stuff, as well as the music conservatory that we have going for piano lessons, voice lessons, guitar lessons, drum lessons. So anything that's in performing arts, if you call Westside, we'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Sounds
get you started.
Great. Well, you've got a caller. Brian, you're live on the air. You have a question for Trish?
Hi, Trish. It's Brian Woodward.
Oh, hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I want to tell everybody out there, Trish is the most fantastic person, and Westside Performance is probably the best organization you can get your child into. If you're looking at your child and she's got talents or he's got talents in that area, boy, Trish, you're the tops, and we love you, and we can't wait till Nicolette starts her classes next week.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot, Brian, for calling in. She's a really talented young woman. We're glad to have her.
Take care.
Thanks. All right, Brian. Well, see, there you go. You can't. I mean, your guy's driving. He's on his way to maybe the store or work or dropping the kids off. Picks up the phone, has to call. I love it. Thanks for that call, Brian.
Thanks
and thank
a lot,
you,
Brian.
Trish. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Hey, coming up, we've got all kinds of giveaways as well, and we're going to be covering, of course, in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got a lot of stuff, and we'll be talking about what's going on in the North State, some political stuff. Carl's just waiting. He's just pacing. Pacing for his rant. We also have, we're going to be talking about a wedding show that's going to be coming. It's the bridal wedding show guide, the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. We're going to be talking about that, and we've got more tickets to give away for good man Charlie Brown and just all kinds of good stuff here. Bob, do you have anything to add before we take our break?
Well, only that right now the video feed appears to be down. We are working on that situation. The audio feed is back up, and we have Fox News coming up very, very shortly.
Trish, this is really exciting. Thank you for putting all your energy behind making Reading and the North State such a great place to be.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having
me. All right. We're going to take a break here. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks the trading day off in a sea of red. Reports that Standard & Poor's is set to downgrade the ratings on several European countries is taking a toll on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was in negative territory, down 102 points. JPMorgan Chase shares are under fire after a weaker-than-expected earnings report. The banking giant says earnings dropped 23% in the fourth quarter. The company says the European debt crisis weighed on its trading and corporate deal-making. The nation's trade gap widened in November for the first time in 5 months. The deficit rose to $47.75 billion, its highest level since June. The sharp increase could cut the government's estimate of fourth quarter GDP growth. And a spike in global oil prices helped push the price of imports 1.3% higher. It was the biggest increase in import prices since May. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
They employ much of the world's workforce. Contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them. Building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the battle on the river? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents Battle on the River Cage Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 21st at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading with local fighter Bill Widler. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 21st. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again in 2012 with the Battle on the River. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on January 21st, presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Battle on the River, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River. Battle on the River.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning. It's Friday the 13th, January the 13th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can chat with us as many are. And right now, the subject seems to be Marines urinating on dead Taliban. We're also, are we also streaming live on the video or not?
No. We're going to a backup system. It should be up very shortly.
Okay. But when we do, then you can see what goes on in here, too, which is kind of scary. Weather is going to be actually sunny today. It'll be halfway decent, and then tomorrow it's going to be good.
Looks like we have a temperature morning frost here. That is what we're looking at, 33 degrees. What do you have there, Bob?
35 currently with a high of 68.
There you go. Okay.
What was that?
Which one? The
Big old in the room. It's Friday. You know, it is Friday the 13th, and the thing is that, you know, we have, you know, we're always live. So, you know, Bob was sick yesterday. He's come in with, I swear, how many computers do we have here now? I can't, it's a count.
I can't. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
One guy.
There are 10 computers in this studio right now.
Well, we're
10
one
that
too.
I can see. There's some I think he's got hidden under here.
I think he's doing like the base. He's kicking the base with his left foot, too.
Well, you know what it is I think it's not only the 10 computers, but I think, you know, the drain. If you're living out on this, if you're living on this side of the town and you're starting to have a brownout, it's because we keep turning on more computers. I've never seen this many in one spot. Is this going to do something to our bodies? That's the one thing. You know?
Not as bad as the bathroom tissue dispenser that closed. That sir also serves as a nightlight, from what I understand.
It does. Well, that's something.
That's kind of weird.
That's what you want to do in your new home.
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond apparently got a shipment of these bathroom tissue dispensers that contain a minor amount of cobalt-60. As long as you don't spend more than half an hour in the bathroom at a time, which puts some people I know in big trouble, you won't be exposed to too much radiation. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. Oh, glow-in-the-dark toilet paper only. Well, actually, when you think about it, at nighttime, when you're like groggy and you get in there, it's like, oh, it'd be nice to have a nightlight in the toilet tissue.
I mean,
I'm liking the idea.
If you don't know where the toilet tissue is, first of all, after you've lived in the house.
Well, if you're in a strange house. And,
well, yeah, but come on.
You know, I think it's a cool idea. Why not? Put it in the center of a roller.
Why don't you just have somebody stand there?
Maybe they should put running lights around the toilet for you guys.
Oh, okay. Now it comes up. No, now it comes up. You know, she's been upset about this. She walks into the bathroom, Linda does, and she goes, where were these guys raised? Where were they raised? It obviously wasn't in a house with a mother, you know, or something else. Or they're not married, obviously, if they're going to act like this.
Space, you need to just put the lid down. What is it?
Well, wait a minute. Why don't you put the lid up then when you're finished?
Well, yeah, I put the lid up.
There's more guys here than girls.
I'm always putting the lid down from it being up. It's an ongoing, I think, a lot. You know, this reminds me about, you know, Bob Eubanks with the Newlywed Game 35 years ago. You know, would he say he leaves the lid up or does he leave the lid down? Oh, my God, you guys.
You know what we're supposed to be talking about now is the Great Bridal Show. Speaking of weddings and marriage.
Yes.
The Great Bridal Show. And we have Robert here. And we also have Don, who's
on
the phone. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. I want to ask a question. Thank you for that warning about the toilet paper, because I glow in the dark at night.
It's not a warning.
And my wife wanted to recall me. Bed Bath & Beyond wouldn't take me back.
You know what? There's probably a lot of reasons your beautiful wife would like to recall you, Don, but I don't know if that's one of them because you glow.
All right, guys. Let's talk about what you're putting on. You're putting on the big extravaganza.
I'm going to sit and listen to you guys and Bob talk about the wedding show.
Okay. It's a big extravaganza that's going on this weekend. Let's talk about the where, when, how, what.
All right. It's going to be at Simpson University Sunday. from 11 to 3. We're going to have approximately 160 vendors.
Wow.
Going to be outstanding. Now, we got we're going to overcome a couple of the issues we had last year. Last year, we had to turn back a lot of people, but this year we
did not have enough room last year.
We have a huge parking lot. We've also got a shuttle from the parking lot that's going to bring them to the front door.
Oh, that's wonderful, yes.
160 vendors.
160 vendors.
And if you're getting married, this is the place. Or even thinking about getting married, or you want your daughter to get married, this is the place to
get her
go
out
to.
Of the house. Yeah.
This is the place to go.
Oh, there'll be everything from the vendors where you're gonna. I mean, the venues where you're gonna get married. There'll be caterers. There'll be DJs. There'll be absolutely everything.
Limousine services.
Flowers. Oh yeah, we've got like 3 limousine service there. We got
photographers, I imagine.
Dresses. The ladies will love that. And they
that's
have
right.
Some.
You're going to have a dress. You're going to have dresses this year.
Is there a
I remember Don
show?
Saying, Don, you said last year that was the one thing you didn't have, but this year you fixed that.
Yeah,
we've got 3 different wedding professionals displaying dresses for sale.
For sale, somebody could actually get their wedding dress at
a discount.
Really, wow. A great discount at the show.
Yeah, they don't have to use Saran Wrap anymore.
And Don offered to model a couple of them, so
yeah,
I want to see
model
this.
A couple of them. What's really going to be neat is Judy Maxwell's going to be there live to greet everyone and broadcast right live at the station. It's so exciting.
Oh, well, good. And, you know, here's what I was, the first thing that comes to my mind. Okay, so we don't, Carl and I, of course, married, don't really have anybody in our family that's getting married. We have friends that are getting married. But how fun if you are thinking about an event, a party. This is where you get to meet a bunch of the planners, get to see how they do things, because a lot of these wedding planners do other things as well. Somebody's having a big, a milestone birthday, and then all of the, you'll get to see the, photographers and people who do hair and makeup and all of those things that are things that we do carry. I know that I've carried my photographers and makeup and hair people from when we got married, because it's wonderful to get to know these people.
It was nice about that.
You'd be married again. Judy and I did. After 25 years, we had a remarriage, and it was great. She fit in the same wedding dress, and I didn't fit in the same suit.
House.
Well, it's because it's a well-known fact that the wool of the men's suits shrinks over time.
Well,
okay, we got to take a break here. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're talking to Don and Robert about the biggest wedding show here in the North State, right here. In Reading, it's going to be this weekend. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burnie. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Reading, Mount Shasta, and Burnie, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
What's that mean, Daddy?
Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have been there for decades, do so much for our community, support our community. Veterans get discounts there. Espresso Joe's, which is a great place to get your coffee, buy your beans wholesale there. They'll show you how to cook them. They'll show you how to fix them. They've got everything in the world there to make coffee. And then, of course,
great customer service.
Walk-in humidor in the state, and customer service. It is just outstanding. We can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we have Robert here from Music by Robert, and we have Don Shulman from the Don Shulman Show, but they have linked together to put on the biggest wedding show north of Sacramento.
It is guaranteed.
I'm going to go set up because it's a two-day setup. Let you finish with Robert. I just have a comment or two.
Okay.
And that is, we are getting calls from Manteca, Oregon, San Francisco, the wine country, because we are becoming a wedding destination area.
Well, you know what?
We should be.
It's beautiful up here.
And yesterday, I bought a beautiful cigar from Tobacco and Brew, and I'm going to go out and smoke it before my day begins.
There you go. That's a way to start off.
It sounds like a Carl weekend day.
Oh, it is mellow. It's really a great cigar, and it wasn't as much as I thought it was. I was so pleased.
Well, you have great prices
there,
too.
Enjoy. Enjoy, as you should. And, of course,
now I'll be eager to listen to Robert while I get set up.
All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Don.
Have a successful show.
We'll see you soon. Yeah,
we'll
be listening to you on. We might even come by there Sunday.
And by the way, we do have a couple free passes here for the Bridal Guide wedding show. That is tomorrow from 11 to 3.
Oh, good. Can I win one? Because they make me pay.
Is it Sunday? Sunday.
I'm sorry. It's January 15th.
Yeah, Sunday, 11 to 3.
From 11 to 3. Simpson University Event Center is where it's going to be held, and there are going to be lots of prizes. These are tickets that are going to get you in. Actually, the one of these cards is a good admission for two, so you might want to just go and check it out. So give us a call here, 605-4567.
Admission's only $5, and Robert makes me pay, so
I do. I make Don pay through the nose.
Hey, thank you very much. See you at the show.
Have a great show.
Okay,
thanks for bringing all that business to Reading.
There's going to be a lot of prizes there, and the grand prize is a trip to Disneyland. So, with that room included and all that good stuff. So,
do you hear about a lot of people who want to take their honeymoon and go to Disneyland?
Sure, it's a fun place.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I mean, if that is something that's a popular destination.
Yeah, it's one of them because look at all the stuff you can do, and then the hotels are really nice down there. So, it's a great time. Then there's gonna be a lot of other prizes. We're gonna have what's called a prize squad where Don and somebody else will be walking around during the show. And then just inappropriately, we'll look for somebody, just kind of tap them on the shoulder and give them an instant prize right there. So it's
You know what? If somebody taps me on the shoulder, it's usually because they want me to leave. So it'll be kind of scary.
But like I say, the beauty of this is, which is really most important about the bridal shows, and like Carl and I were talking during the break, it's a one stop shop. Mm-hmm. Plus, the fact that I like is you get mano a mano with whoever you want to do your wedding. You get a feeling with them, and mm-hmm. you get to see some of their work because the displays are going to be mm-hmm. incredible. So you'll see some photos of the vendors. Of course, the photographers will have a lot of examples of their work. So, and you get the feeling with them, too.
This is for the chat room. No, this is not a type of bridal show where you can get something for your horse.
No, this is the Bridal Guide wedding show. There's a beautiful art piece of the girl, you know, a beautiful gal in white, Simpson University Event Center. And again, Robert, thank you so much. We just wish you a hugely successful event, January 15th from 11 to 3. You probably want to get out there. The earlier the better.
Yeah, earlier the better.
Yeah, last time we saw the one last year. There was a line of like 200 people.
Senior Citizen Center, we couldn't get in the door.
Yeah, and this year it's going to be such a larger venue, but it's still going to be packed in there.
There'll be a lot of parking and a lot of room.
And they are going to be selling like wedding dresses, so you may want to get there early and pick out a good one.
Yeah. And if you are planning on getting married this year, you want to book. When this is your chance to go in and book, get on the books with people who are DJs. You know, there's a lot to putting on a wedding. There's a lot that we don't realize, you know, with the party favors and the catering and how many people are you thinking.
Where are you going to have it at?
Oh, my gosh. And these things, you think, oh, I want to get married in the spring. No. Well, guess what? Every weekend in the spring, if you want people to come, they're gone. Our friends are getting married. Their daughter's getting married March 31st. They announced it in November, and that is considered a fast, what they call it, a speed or a fast wedding for be able to find available dates or anything because people plan a year out.
They plan a year out. So if you get married in 2013, I've had a lot of people ask me about 2013. So trust me, this time goes by so fast.
Well, if we can't get it done by tomorrow, I'm just not really too interested in this. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right. I hope
thanks
to see lot, you two there.
We'll
Thank
be
you
there.
Much.
All right, Robert.
And everybody come on down to the show.
Okay, that's right. That's Sunday from
11 to 3.
11 to 3 at Simpson University.
Simpson University.
All right.
Bridal
Guide Biggest bridal
show
in the North State.
Love it.
Got to take
right.
a break.
Okay. Thanks, Rick. This is KCNR 1460.
Thank you.
This is the life, sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, 7:53 in the morning, this last segment. Okay, there's been a lot in the news. Let's talk about a couple of things here. One, they were going to try with the referendum to get the pot, be able to grow pot everywhere in the county or wherever they wanted to. Well, they didn't make it right here in Redding and Shasta County, they didn't get the signatures, okay? The studio, looks like they are getting ready to sign the papers with the city council. Now, what's that mean? It means that, okay, we'll sell it to you for $6.1 million, give us $100,000. Now, they could give them the $100,000, they could sign the papers, but they've got like 60 days to put the money in the account. So, let's just hope that they do, because it could have a huge impact. The campaigns, we're going to be talking a lot about that, so let's go to something else. Something that's really, really ripped into the chat room here is the video of the Marines urinating on the alleged video of, or the Marines urinating, well, no, it's a video, and it looks like Marines are urinating on the bodies of the Taliban. And we're... I'm looking at the comments in here, and here's what it is. Here's what I believe. You don't desecrate the bodies of the men or the men you've just faced. You've killed them in combat. You don't desecrate the bodies. We don't. Remember what happened when they carried the bodies and drug the bodies of the Special Forces heroes through the streets of Mogadishu? Remember how you felt? Remember when the Ayatollah took that burnt body after they did the failed raid in Iran, that desert raid back under Carter? Remember how you felt about that? It's wrong. We're trained better. We expect more from our Marines than to do that, than to stand there and pee on the bodies of the fallen. These guys were fighting for what they believed in. How would you feel if you saw them doing that to a fallen Marine or soldier or sailor?
Should they be reprimanded?
Oh, yeah. Yes, because you don't do that. I mean, it's the difference. The only thing that keeps war from becoming a murderous rampage is discipline and rules of conduct. Rules of conduct say you don't urinate on the bodies of dead people you've killed.
Is that really
rule? It's called desecration.
Okay.
Now, should they be going to be tried for war criminals or anything? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, they're not war criminals. What they are is for, if they did this, first of all, it's alleged. We're not even sure what was going on because I haven't. The videos I've seen have been all blurred out and everything. But the thing is should there be a reprimand? Yes. I mean, this is not something you do. First of all, the impact it has throughout the world. People expect more from Marines, okay? Let me say it again. We hold Marines to a higher standard in combat. Fierce. One of the things we've always said is we're your best friend and your worst enemy. Well, this type of behavior does not fit the image that we, as Marines, have worked so hard to portray and to be. If they did it. I'm not saying they did it, but I'm just saying if, and I don't care if it was a soldier or a SEAL or a sailor that did it. It's what separates us from the savages we fight. The savages we fight that behead people, that torture children, that do all these things. That separates us from them. So, when this happens, it hurts me. It really does. It hurts me to see that something like this happens.
How do you think the commander of this particular, what do you call it, a platoon? What do you call it?
His unit?
Okay. So the commander, it's going to have to trickle up as well.
But what they're going to do is this. And as usual, it's going to be one of these overreaction that they will try to fire a general over this. But what it was is a team of Marines, four Marines that look. And they said they were out of the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines at a Camp Lejeune. What they're going to do is, well, who was supervising them? And then they're going to go back and they're going to have an investigation like you can't believe. And what it's going to turn out to be is it's going to be a team. It was in a firefight, and then afterwards, somebody did this. They're all pumped up because they were alive. The other guys were dead, and they did this. They did a stupid thing. They did something stupid. And then somebody videotaped it, and then to make it worse, of course, is it went up on YouTube. They're back out of Afghanistan now. Those Marines are.
They need to pull that stuff off of YouTube. There's certain content.
Well, yeah, but that's... They're not going to do that because this is like huge news. And the media, the mainstream media is just going to eat... They're eating this up. This is great. This just proves what they've always said. Oh, Marines are animals. Oh, the military. Look what's happening. Well, you got to look at it another way, too. You guys weren't there. But again, I'm not excusing this. It's just that... Let's put it in perspective that... It happened, but let's not make it into some kind of really huge, huge witch hunt.
So we're going to have at the 8 o'clock hour, we are going to be bringing on our special sheriff guest.
That's right. Sheriff Lopey from Siskiyou County is going to come on right after we do the news. And I'll be talking about that. Let's talk about something else too. Anyway, okay. The bottom line on this about the Marines is, if they did it, there should be some kind of punishment. There should be something. It shouldn't be a huge witch hunt and try and kill, you know, try and take everybody out that was, you know, within a nuclear blast range of this. But it is inexcusable. It shouldn't be done. It's desecrating the bodies of somebody that was fighting for their beliefs. Let's not make this into something that is so huge that it impacts on 1,000 people.
And the people who are serving our country right now.
Yeah. And speaking of that, let's talk a little bit about Chad Riglin, Petty Officer First Chad Riglin. We'll be coming in back home today around 10, between 10 and 10:30 at the Reading Airport. And from there, of course, then tomorrow is the service and the procession that goes after. And we'll talk a little bit about that after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's still trying to cash in on his Iowa surge. Rick Santorum now running third in South Carolina.
We're sitting here with the bottom of the polls, and Karen and I were just, you know, wondering, well, you know, just keep working.
Newt Gingrich sounded similar in Florida.
I was written off in June, and I came back, and here I am. And I think, watch next Saturday. If I win in South Carolina, it is a whole new game here in Florida.
After he and Rick Perry hammered Mitt Romney as a job killer, Romney firing back at a new ad in South Carolina.
We expected the Obama administration to put free markets on trial. But as the Wall Street Journal said, Mr. Romney's GOP opponents are embarrassing themselves by taking the Obama line.
Now, the president wants Congress to let him raise the debt limit, another $1.2 trillion, so America can borrow more. He also wants more authority to consolidate government. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live at the White House.
He wants Congress to give him fast-track authority to streamline the government. He would submit proposals for merging agencies, and Congress would have 90 days to say either yes or no. One target is a plethora of trade and business-related agencies that would merge with the Commerce Department, shaving an estimated 2,000 jobs or upwards to that, and about $3 billion over 10 years. But that compares to nearly 140,000 jobs that have been added to the federal payroll during this administration. And an aide to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell notes the president promised these reforms almost a year ago in his last State of the Union speech. Dave?
Like a workplace shooting this morning in North Carolina.
Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies are on the scene of McBride Lumber Company in Starr, where multiple shots were fired. We're told that three people are dead. One has been airlifted to a local hospital.
Pamela Furr with Fox affiliate WPTI in Greensboro. The gunman was also hospitalized. The local sheriff says he went home after the attack and shot himself. You are in Vandersloot in court in Peru this hour to be sentenced for murdering a woman in her hotel room. He was long suspected in Natalie Holloway's disappearance in Aruba. On Wall Street, the Dow down 112. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I recently learned auto technicians prefer Interstate Batteries 5-to-1 over any other battery. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I mean to brag. 5-to-1? That's a landslide. All right, I'm done bragging. To find the dealer near you that prefers us, head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. And that's not bragging, it's just the truth.
A funeral in Iran today for the nuclear scientist bombed and killed in what Iran calls a covert foreign attack. This as that country's agreed to hold nuclear talks with the UN Security Council in Germany. Now, the people keep rising up in Syria despite a deadly crackdown.
Syrians rally late into the night in Homs,
with calls today for nationwide rallies in support of the Free Syrian Army, a group of army defectors switching sides to try to topple President Bashar Assad. Meanwhile, a group of activists camping out at the border, staging a hunger strike after they were refused entry to the country on a mission to deliver aid. With the Arab League mission being called a farce and the death of a French journalist there this week, it's prompted calls for an independent probe into the violence. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
The man behind last year's deadly massacre in Norway is going to get his head examined again.
He admits he bombed central Oslo, then went on a shooting rampage at an island holiday camp. And Anders Breivik will now undergo a second psychiatric assessment after a first one ruled he was insane and could not be tried. That was widely criticized in Norway. The families of some of the 77 people who died say they want Breivik tried for murder, not just shut away without a verdict. In London, Nellister Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Well, that's what skiers have been wanting all winter. Snow. They got some of it from Missouri to Wisconsin to New England.
I'm looking forward to it because me and my friends, we snowboard, we sled.
He's in Cleveland. Some areas around the Great Lakes could get over a foot of snow. The storm already canceled hundreds of flights yesterday in Chicago. A little boy who was missing in Houston reunited with his mother early this morning as police and spectators cheered. The boy was in an SUV stolen from a Walmart parking lot yesterday. Police say the 18-month-old mom left the engine running when she ran inside the store to use an ATM. The vehicle was found 15 hours later, ditched about a half mile away. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl in the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, Friday the 13th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're pushing video out over livestream.com. Just go to Free Fire Radio on there. Our guest today will be Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County. But before we do that, we want to hop right into our Wells Fargo Minute with Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. Wall Street has run into some bad luck this Friday the 13th. The major averages are lower in early trading on a report that S&P may cut its credit rating on some European countries. Currently, the Dow is down 105 points at 12,365, while the NASDAQ is down 23 at 2,700, and the S&P 500 is down 10 at 1,284. Oil is down 81 cents at $98.29 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.89%. Gold's down $14.50 this morning at $1,633, while silver is down 44 cents at $29.67 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Pfizer's down 19 cents at $21.80, Verizon's down a quarter at $38.67, while Exxon is down 31 cents at $84.42. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
We do the Wells Fargo Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors located on Park Marina Drive.
In case you're just tuning in, this is KCNR 1460, and we are looking at a beautiful day today with temperatures getting to be around 65 today, mostly clear tonight with lows of around 30. We love it. This weekend looks like on Sunday we may have a slight chance of showers Sunday night, and of course tomorrow when we are standing with attention as our fallen hero comes home.
That's right. Petty Officer First Class Chad Rigland. He'll be coming in today, but I understand, I was just given some information, is that the ramps will be closed there. If you want to welcome Chad home, you might want to get on Knighton Road there as the escort goes by. We'll give more information on that later. Now, we're joined today.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
Our, the Siskiyou County Sheriff, John Lopey, is joined us. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Well, it's, you know, we're glad to have you on because we do a lot of shows on what's happening, of course, in the North State, and Siskiyou County has gotten the focus a lot lately. And we've got a lot to talk about, but what we're going to do is we've changed up our schedule a little bit. We're just going to take a quick break right now and then come back so we have more time to be able to talk to you. So we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. When we get back, we're going to talk to Sheriff John Loki.
Yeah. Yep.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm with Mike Jupert of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist, and because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Are you guys ready now? Out, because we are out of the garage. We're ready to hit it. So here are the skid marks. With
Hear
us this morning
marks.
Is
Sheriff John Lopie from Siskiyou County. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning.
Sheriff, you've hit the papers and the news media and outlets everywhere, and I think rightfully so. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been in office a little over a year now. I was elected, of course, the previous year. Retired last year from the California Highway Patrol. I was an assistant chief on the CHP. I served with the Highway Patrol in Southern California, the Bay Area. Spent a lot of time in the North State as well, and also on the coast for almost 33 years. Before that, I worked briefly for the Vacaville Police Department. And prior to that, after high school, I served in the Marine Corps on active duty during the Vietnam era. I served a year in the Philippines. And also retired last year from the Army Reserve after almost 38 total years active in reserve in the military as a colonel in the Army Reserve. So now I'm moving on to this new vocation as a sheriff of Siskiyou County.
Well, thank you so much for your service, first of all.
Thank you.
Okay, Sheriff, why did you decide to run for sheriff?
Well, at the time... I was encouraged to do so. I love Siskiyou County. I always enjoyed working with the Sheriff's Department and other allied agencies, and I just felt that I was the best qualified individual to do the job. And after a lot of prayer and deliberation, decided to take the plunge, and it's been a great experience. And thus far, you know, after the first year, it's kind of validated my beliefs that, you know, we could do a lot of good things, not only for this great department, but also the fabulous citizens of Siskiyou County.
Now, if I understand right, you give back to the department and the citizens.
Well,
I know you don't feel right. I mean, I know you don't tell people about this, but it's a true fact that you give back your salary.
Well, we decided, when we ran, that because I get a Highway Patrol retirement, and it's a good retirement. I served almost 33 years, so we decided to donate most of the salary back, and we fund various programs and functions within the department with that money. And also, I'm fortunate enough; I'm in a position where I can waive my PERS retirement benefits and medical. Which saves the county over $50,000 a year. So we just felt in these tough economic times, you know, that it would be a good opportunity to kind of give something back to the county and especially to essential programs that need funding that can't otherwise be funded.
Yeah, and somebody said, "Can we clone you?"
Well.
So tell us the main topics that are going on right now up there in Siskiyou County, Sheriff.
Well, you know, from a sheriff's perspective, you know, everybody's struggling because of the budget. You know, we just don't have enough money to do what we need to do. You know, realignment, this, you know, the release of state prison inmates, you know, to about 33,000 prison inmates into the 58 counties of California, which includes Siskiyou County, of course. That's a great challenge because our jails typically, you know, are overcrowded. Tom Basenko's having similar issues down in Shasta County.
Boy, are we.
Well, it's, you know, it's a big challenge because we're working with all the agencies within our county to attempt not only to accommodate this influx of additional parolees and prisoners, but also to, you know, develop these alternate sentencing programs and try to rehabilitate people so they don't constantly, you know, rotate in and out of the criminal justice system. And all of us, all law enforcement agencies, every sheriff I know of in the state, and including some of my companion sheriffs in Oregon, are having a struggle with the budget and, you know, performing those crime prevention and crime response related responsibilities that we have. And of course, the sheriff's department up here is a full spectrum law enforcement agency. We perform a lot of special functions like, you know, drug enforcement. We participate in the drug task force up here. We have a marijuana eradication team, a SWAT team, a dive team. We perform court security. We of course have the jail, civil processes, road patrol, and we have, you know, it's a big challenge. Counties like Shasta and Siskiyou are really challenged because we have the fifth largest county geographically in the state, and Shasta County is a big county too, so we handle a lot of real estate. And then on top of it, we've been deluged by, you know, some of these regulatory provisions imposed on our agricultural industry. You know, right now there are a lot of controversial land use and water management issues. We're facing this dam removal.
Yeah, we want to get to that here in a few minutes too. Specifically, those. Has your budget been slammed like Shasta County?
Yes, our budget is. You know, in the last, and this is one of the things that I'm concerned about some of these regulatory practices. Is really, it's inhibiting people from working in many regards because, you know, years ago in Siskiyou County, over 30% of the revenues were generated by the forestry industry, you know, timber harvesting. In the early 80s, I believe we had something like 22 lumber mills. Now we have two. And because of that, the tax revenues are dwindling. So when I go in and negotiate with the county administrative officer and the board of supervisors, you know, they have limited funds with which to disseminate to all these county essential county services. So and I've lost about the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Department has lost over either laid off or frozen over 30 positions in the last 3 or 4 years, which is devastating for us because 30 positions right now would, you know, that's about 30% of my workforce.
Yeah. So what's that bring you back to? I mean, we talk about here, we have a level of like 1994 as far as policing is, or 1997. Does that take you back many years?
Yes. It takes us back probably the 70s. Early 70s. And, you know, another thing that people have to realize that, you know, business is not as usual our economy is terrible up here. You know, people are suffering. Our economy is worse here than it is in a lot of other areas in California. We have some of the highest drug abuse, alcohol abuse, child abuse, you know, domestic abuse and elder abuse, statistics in the state. And our adjusted unemployment rate's probably above 20%, something like 20.6%. A lot of people feel it's closer to 30% if you consider the underemployed, because a lot of very qualified, educated workers do not receive adequate salaries up here because of the economy. Mm-hmm. So we are suffering big time, and any policy or program or regulatory provision that is imposed on our ranchers and farmers or miners or the timber industry has a devastating impact on our economy, and correspondingly on public safety, health, and the welfare of our citizens.
Hey, Sheriff, let's take a break on that and come back. I want to start talking, now we can get into more of the specifics of this. You had a meeting that had like 800 people attended, plus...
Defend Rural America, yeah, October 22nd.
Right, and then you also, I think there was 9 other sheriffs from Northern California and Southern Oregon?
Yeah, 8 sheriffs, and we had an attorney... Karen Bud Fallon. Yeah, that was a great event.
Okay, we want to talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages.
Okay.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Siskiyou County Sheriff John Lopey.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center. Simpson University. Cast a view in College Drive. More than 150 vendors. Lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yeah, we're so glad you're here with us. It's Friday the 13th. And you know what? You can turn that around and make it fabulous, so don't be superstitious. 8:22 in the morning.
Yeah, Bob, do you have something there that you wanted to announce?
Yes, just got a message via the chat room that Sunday, Fusaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, 4:30 in the afternoon, Valentine's for the Troops. This is the Christmas effort was not able to be pulled together, so just in time for Valentine's Day, we want to get some care packages off to our men and women serving over there. And valentinesforthetroops.org, place to go for more information.
Okay, and before we get back to Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County, for the procession tomorrow, we're going to say this a few times. It's the church is on Riverside Avenue next to the Gaia Hotel, the Church of Latter-day Saints. From there, the procession will go to Highway 273, north on 273 to Clear Creek Road, left on Clear Creek, and follow out to IGO, Veterans Cemetery. There's going to be a lot of people, my friends, and I think probably just lining the route with a flag or just standing there to pay your final honors is just going to be, it'd be outstanding. Hundreds of flags been given away. I believe there's going to be so many people out to say, to pay our final respects to Petty Officer Reglan. Let's go to the phones. Dave, you have a question for
Welcome
the sheriff.
To the show.
Hello.
Hello, Dave, you're on. Do you have a question for the sheriff?
Yes, I do. Sheriff, I had the opportunity to meet you last weekend, and you made some comments about, basically that there's a group of people that want to see farming and logging and disappear. How do you think this is all going to turn out in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, Dave, that's a great question. I think if the law prevails, then we'll survive as a county. If people follow the law, my main concern, from a law enforcement standpoint is not only the revenues that we're losing to, fund essential law enforcement functions, but, I want to emphasize that, we sheriffs, we want to preserve the environment as well, but some, and I'm not saying all, but there are many environmental groups and other special interest groups that essentially, just in my opinion, want to make our county a big wilderness area and shut down ranching and farming. Mining has been curtailed significantly. Recreation is being threatened. We have so many issues. I could talk about this all day, but if you talk about transportation management plan issues, from the Forest Service perspective, you talk about a possible monument issue, which could classify thousands of acres as monument land pursuant to the Antiquities Act, National Antiquities Act. That could close off a lot of access to things like grazing, hunting, fishing, mining, and all these other things that not only provide people those activities that I think pursuant to the U.S. Constitution they have to do, and I think the law supports the lawful use of land, but also the livelihoods of a lot of people are being threatened. So if we don't strike a balance between what is needed to protect the environment and what is needed to protect the public health and safety and economic interests and traditions of our rural counties, then we'll lose what we have, and we'll be so destitute that, most of these, can you imagine ranching and farming shutting down? What's more important than growing, food for our state and our local areas and our nation?
Absolutely.
So in the next 5 or 10 years, I feel optimistic, cautiously optimistic, because more people are getting involved, more people are voicing their opinions, and really we have to fight for what we have. If we don't fight for our freedoms, we don't fight for the Constitution, then we're going to lose what we have. And I, for the first time in my life, and I'm, pretty old guy, at least, 57 years old, this is the most alarmed I've ever been. And I guess because now I'm sheriff, I see all these things and they're more prevalent to me. But our way of life in rural America is being threatened and undermined by regulatory provisions, which, in my opinion, are not considering all the time anyway,
sure.
Much of the time not considering the interests of the human beings that are public servants and all of us are supposed to serve.
I agree.
So it's a battle, and if we don't win it, then our way of life will be change forever.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much for answering your question. Keep up the good fight, Sheriff, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Dave, for the phone call. Sheriff, you said, that it's kind of just come, into your attention here in the last year or so that the things that are going on with its bureaucracies that are making these rules and the public, even the elected officials, are having problems slowing this down, if they can even slow it down.
Yes, that's correct.
when we've got, I think we've got about 3 minutes now before we go to a break. But so let's try and get as much as we can in here. One of the things you said that was so important is, you know, we've taken away the logging, we've taken away the mining. What you've got left up in Siskiyou County is farming and agriculture and fishing, I guess, you know, for people that come up there that want to fish. And with this new, with the new land use and the water use, they're getting ready to try and cut back even on that agriculture and ranching, if not take it out completely. Is that what you believe?
I believe that there's a concerted effort right now to undermine ranching and farming and to acquire more and more water. And this is all these programs and policies and regulatory provisions are related. Because we have the dam removal on one side of the spectrum, and on the other, we have things like the Endangered Species Act. We have the like the coho salmon, and you know the law as I read it, there are federal and state laws that require that federal and state agencies coordinate with local officials and citizens and strike a balance between what's needed to protect the environment and what is needed to protect the interests of people, and that means the economy, traditions, our way of life. And just the ability for people to make a living. I think it's absolutely reprehensible that we don't go in and harvest dead and dying trees. And if you cut a tree down, plant a new one. And, that does things like, oh, gee, it gives people jobs. It generates revenue for the county and the feds for that matter. And it reduces significantly the potential for catastrophic wildland fires. Now, isn't that a common sense approach, you know, to this this issue? Plus, people scream and holler about water. Well, you know what? If you thin the trees out a little bit in the forest, then you're going to have a higher water table because some of these big trees suck up a lot of water.
Okay, we've got to take a break here in a couple seconds here, Chief or Sheriff. When we come back, I want to talk about that Defend Rural America conference you had that had so many people there, and talk about the subjects on that and what your takeaway on that was, because people came from all over if I read that right.
Yes. Okay,
Sheriff, we'll be right back. We got a break for the news. This is Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Siskiyou County Sheriff Dan Lopey, and we're talking about what's going on up there with the land and water grab.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama says the federal government needs to be more efficient.
We live in a 21st century economy, but we've still got a government organized for the 20th century.
The president is speaking at the White House about his plan to change that.
The president wants Congress to give him fast-track authority to streamline the government, merging agencies that have overlapping authority. Congress would have 90 days to approve or reject his proposals.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. He's the prime suspect in the disappearance of American Natalie Holloway in 2005. Now, Joran Vandersloot is about to be sentenced in Peru for the murder of another woman nearly 2 years ago.
The 23-year-old, hoping Wednesday's guilty plea gets him a lighter sentence, prosecutors pushing for the max 30 years in prison.
Fox News Radio's Jane Metzler. As for Holloway, she was declared legally dead yesterday by a judge in Alabama. Fox News. We report, you decide.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, Friday the 13th, January the 13th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. We are also streaming live video out there on Livestream. Just go livestream.com and look for Free Fire Radio, and you can see what we look
have
like.
That system up and running.
It's up and running.
Carl's bright white shirt.
It's not white. It's never mind. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. That's exactly what it is. Heads on the wall. Some of which you'll never even recognize. No, they're not former customers. These are DC and Tim, and the young man in black will give you a great haircut, and you'll have a good time getting it. Our guest is Siskiyou County Sheriff John Lopey, and we've been talking about what's been going on in Siskiyou County and the problems up there. Now, Sheriff, when we left, we were going to talk about Defend Rural America, which was almost like a convention of people coming here to find out what was going on. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. Well, initially what we did, we showed a film. Kirk McKenzie compiled a film which essentially highlighted the land use and water issues, and it was oriented a lot towards the dam removal and the how this would adversely impact the county, and also brought in some scientific information that supported the position that, hey, this is a very dangerous proposition and would not be good for our county, wouldn't be good for the environment, and wouldn't be good for our ranchers and farmers or our people or citizenry for that matter. And then we had a very unique panel of sheriffs. We had 8 sheriffs. We had 7 from California, great sheriffs, whom I have a lot of admiration and respect for. We had Glenn Palmer also from Grant County in Oregon, and we had a land use attorney, Karen Bud Fallon from Wyoming. And what was unique about the event is that, we really formulated the idea for this after a Labor Day town hall meeting we had in Wairika to discuss some of these same issues. And the idea was hatched to put together this Defend Rural America event. And we were just overwhelmed by the response we got from all over California. We had busloads of people coming up here, even from the Bay Area. We had almost 1,000 people with very little notice and advertisement. And every sheriff on that stage, you know, I'm so proud of them. You know, we had the sheriffs of Plumas, Shasta, Lassen, Trinity, Siskiyou, of course, Del Norte, and Grant County, Oregon, along with Karen Bud Fallon. And each sheriff gave a brief perspective on what similar problems they were having in their county. I am getting messages from all over the nation, because what this Defend Rural America highlighted was not only the obligations of a sheriff to uphold the and defend the Constitution of the United States, but it also highlighted that this is not just a problem or a controversy that impacts Siskiyou County or the freedoms of the citizens of Siskiyou County. It impacts constitutional rights and freedoms and the way of life of virtually every American in the United States of America.
I think Sheriff, was what has happened is the you know, the initial starts. We had a couple of the landowners on our show probably right after we began the station here a couple years ago, and they were talking about it. And you know, so that's the way we became aware of it. But then as we've watched this thing spread, I think you're absolutely right. I think Siskiyou County is almost like a test bed, that they're trying to push things into a county that's in trouble with less population and less financial resources, and they're pushing, and they're going to see what they can do. And I say they, it's the state, it's the state, and I don't know, is it the feds, are the feds into this thing too?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would say, you know, the thing is, you know, most of the time, you know, we get along very well with our local, federal, and state agencies.
Yeah.
But a lot of these policies and programs and regulatory provisions are being promulgated at the state level in Sacramento and at the national level in Washington, D.C. For example, the Department of Interior is presiding over this dam issue. The Department of Agriculture presides over the Transportation Management Plan and Forest Management. You have U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. You have NOAA, which is part of the Department of Commerce, and the National Marine Fisheries Service, who are getting involved in this. You've got EPA. You've got the North Coast Regional Water Control Board. You've got Department of Water Resources. You've got a multitude of state and federal agencies, many of whom are promulgating or, you know, developing and promulgating policies and regulatory provisions, and a lot of times they have no idea what kind of adverse impact it's having in the local communities and in our counties. And I'm concerned about it because it's diminishing my capacity to provide an adequate level of public health and safety, and it's just not right. When a citizen can't even make a living in Siskiyou County, when these kids coming back from overseas, you're talking about this young petty officer first class that was killed in action in Afghanistan. Well, I've served in places like that, and it's sad that, you know, my ancestors, many of whom, which, you know, worked in lumber mills going back many decades, these kids coming back chances are they came and get a decent job in Siskiyou County. And that's what concerns me. And as far as the, you know, there are procedures, there are requirements for coordination, which in my opinion, these federal and state agencies are not always complying with.
Well, that's where you as a sheriff can put a roadblock there. But we need to talk about that when we get back. We've also got people lined up to talk to you on the phone. We've got to take a quick break here, Sheriff. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Sheriff John Lopie from Siskiyou County, and they're fighting the good fight up there, trying to preserve their way of life against the bureaucratic thuggery. We'll be right back.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
It's time for R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Julie, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KTNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Just give Jeff Wurst, the owner, a phone call. He can repair little dings up to cracks that are 24 inches across your windshield. Great guy, veteran. Give him a call at 241-8373 or drop by and see him at 3208 South Market Street. Our guest is Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County, and they're fighting the good fight up there. We've got John on the phone lines. John, do you have a question for the sheriff?
Yes, I do. Good morning, Carl, Linda, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
I'm going to make this quick. Good morning, Sheriff Lopey. How are you this morning?
Good morning, sir.
Listen, I know this is a little off topic from what you've been talking about, but how are you addressing the medical marijuana issue up in Siskiyou, and are the co-ops and the legals and legal grows and illegal grows causing you guys problems, and how are you handling it as compared to what we're doing down here?
Well, the medical marijuana problem is, in my opinion, an out of control problem because the way the laws are written, it's ambiguous enough where many people are taking advantage of it. They're growing quantities in excess of what they need for their legitimate medical purposes. And what we're doing is we do have a medical eradication team, or marijuana eradication team, that's been working on the issue. I'm also, because of the cutbacks in Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement, we have kind of a limited capacity to deal with marijuana eradication. But what we're doing, we're asking for some help from federal authorities because there are things we could do to shut down, dispensaries or let's just say these storefronts that sell marijuana. And we're working along those lines from a civil standpoint, and we're attempting to pursue criminal prosecutions for those people who are trafficking in marijuana. But you know, we have, on one hand, we're dealing with the cartels who are growing marijuana in our Forest Service and public lands, and also they're starting to grow marijuana on leased public land, and they're getting marijuana recommendations, which is kind of skewing the enforcement and prosecutorial processes. But we're also developing an ordinance in Siskiyou County to limit marijuana dispensary type operations, and we are doing compliance checks with medical marijuana users.
Thank you very much for the answer, Sheriff. And I got one other thing to ask you. You're familiar with Leonard Modi?
Pardon me?
Are you familiar with Leonard Modi?
Yes, I am.
The chief of police here?
We're yes,
trying to
I
get
knew him.
For
yes.
The assembly up here in our district. Are you interested?
Am I interested?
He'll be in your district, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Am I interested in what?
Him running for state assembly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think very highly of him. He was a great chief of police. And, he actually went to the FBI National Academy with my twin brother.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Fantastic. Then you know what a good man he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I haven't even heard that he's running.
I got my plug in.
Yeah.
But I'll look into that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sheriff, he's not. This is, John's plug for it to happen.
Yeah.
Sheriff, we when we get down into specifics here and we start talking about the water and the Department of Fish and Game wanting people to sign over their rights for water and coming out to see people individually, has this been a problem?
Well, we had allegations when I first came into office that some of the tactics used were coercive or let's just say intimidating in nature. I have had conversations and meetings with the local fish and game agents, and I also had a meeting with Chuck Bonham, who's the new director of the California Department of Fish and Game, and he's willing to come up here and discuss these issues with us. In fact, tentatively, we have a meeting scheduled for February 8th. There is promise, I think, in these some of these interchanges we've had, but I personally believe that this program should have been properly coordinated and vetted with not only the Sheriff's Department, but also our County Board of Supervisors, our resource specialists, prior to this being done. Because what I told the Fish and Game is that, we serve the people. And you got to educate the public. Some of these people are scared. They see their livelihoods fading from their grasp, and that's a scary thing. Especially some of these ranchers and farmers have had ranches in their families for five or six generations. Some of them have adjudicated water rights going back to the 1800s, and suddenly you have a representative from the state or federal government showing up and saying, hey, the way you're conducting business is inappropriate. Oh, by the way, you have to sign up for a permit that costs $650. And, oh, by the way, if you don't comply, you're going to be subject to enforcement for stream bed alteration that may cost you $25,000 or more. It's just not a good way of doing business. And I know that while the intentions may have been, sincere, the way that some of these things are done, they're bypassing a lot of local officials, they're bypassing the people, and they're just coming in and trying to implement programs and plans. And that's what I told Director Bonham when I had a meeting with him in Sacramento. I said, the people here are so exasperated, they're frustrated, and they're fearful of their own government. And you need to communicate with them, and you need to properly vet these programs and regulatory provisions with local officials and citizens before you jump in there and try to implement them. And let me ask you this. How would you like it if your water bill went up 800%?
Wow.
The Department of Water Resources and some of these entities are charging ranchers and farmers in Scott Valley the fees for Water Master is going up 800%. Can you imagine that?
Well, and that is one of the things that are just so patently unfair, is that there's no warning. They say, okay, this year you paid $500. Next year you pay, $30,000. I mean, you're not prepared for that kind of thing. And when you can't, then you don't get the water, then you lose your land.
Well, and there's no reasonable, a lot of times there's no reasonable explanation why these things are going on. You're thinking, we just had a rancher call me. He's the one that had Noah. Office of Law Enforcement agent show up at his ranch a few months ago, and I got involved in that, to work an investigation, a federal criminal investigation of a rancher in Scott Valley and Siskiyou County. And this federal agent, with a badge and gun, is from the coast.
Uh-huh.
And he works this, and he advises him of his rights because some fingerling coho salmon allegedly died in a creek on his property. And, he just removed some gravel from a creek on his property, and now he's got the Bureau of Reclamation. He's got the North Coast Regional Water Control Board. He's got Fish and Game. He's got NOAA now calling him, wanting to set up a meeting because someone complained, some activist or some citizen from one of these environmental groups complained. And again, I'm not against protecting the environment, but they have these people complaining, and they've got this deluge upon this one rancher who's just trying to make a living, working hard to make a living, and they got all these agencies, coming here or at least attempting, you know, to enforce some provision of law when he already had a legitimate permit from the Fish and Game to alter the stream bed.
We, you know, Sheriff, you know, this is, you are not by yourself. This is exactly what's going on all over the North State when you get these competing bureaucracies that are coming in and trying to take over our way of life. We got to take a break when we come back. Sheriff John Lopey, Siskiyou County Sheriff, talking about, what happens is the state and the feds gang up on one person over something that's alleged, and it costs them hundreds of thousands of dollars to try and fight it. And if they don't fight it, they lose their land or they get fined. When we come back, Sheriff, I want to ask you, what can we do to try and fight this? We'll be right back. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Just a small town girl.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you could drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
On the river.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
We won't back down. That's the idea. Stand up for your rights. Before we get back to Sheriff John Lopey, I want to talk about, again, the Petty Officer First, Chad Riglin, will be back. He arrives back today at the Jet Park And then tomorrow the service will be at 10 a.m. After the service, Chad will be moved to the Veteran Cemetery at Igo. The procession route is from the church. It goes on Riverside Avenue to Highway 273 north on 273 to Clear Creek Road, left on Clear Creek, and follow it out to the Igo Veteran Cemetery. Stand out there. Be proud. Wave a flag if you have one. If not, just stand there. And give our final respects to Petty Officer Reglin and to honor his family also. Our guest, Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County. Sheriff, how do we fight this? We only got a couple of minutes left. What do we do?
Well, I think that just stay informed. You know, find out what's going on. I'll tell you one thing right now, and I'm going to be blunt. The media is out to lunch on this, except for talk radio and some news outlets. We had an article down, for example, in the Record Searchlight that had 10% of what I told that reporter about these issues and mischaracterized a lot of our positions. And even our own paper had an article yesterday on navigability of waterways and quoted environmental activist quoted me and said some things I didn't even say. The media is not representing the interests of, generally speaking, at least the newspapers. They're not representing an objective viewpoint, and you got to stay after them and hold them accountable.
Well, Sheriff, we hope to have you on in a few weeks. We need to keep the fires burning. People need to just not go, oh, okay, let's see, it's middle of February. So please, please come back and let us tell us what's going on. We have to be aware.
Right, and we have, you know, hold your elected officials accountable, whether at the county level, local level, or state level. We have, I'll tell you, Senator LaMalfa and Assemblyman Nielsen have been great champions for us. You know, Congressman Herger has helped us on some issues, but you got to hold your elected officials accountable. Get involved and make sure you vote. I mean, these elections coming up are the most, I think, the most critical and important elections in my lifetime. And get involved, stay informed, look at different resources out there and sources for your information.
Yeah.
And
hey, Sheriff, sure we're going to have to run here.
Okay.
But we want to have you
thank
back.
You.
Thank you so much for being with us. And everything you said was exactly right. Just remember, it's
Sheriff
the good
Lopey,
guys
thanks.
Against the bad guys. Which are you?